Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm just going to go through a few brief elements of the project and then tell you I was involved because as a member of the House Judiciary Committee, I had was asked to go over to the Science and Technology Committee to talk about the eminent domain, which I will try to focus on today. But in viewing how we're going to amend the statute, the first thing that we considered that is that this project is purely an economic project. And the amendment that we made was really an amendment that the PUC made together with us, and it was their language that we adopted. But this project is not taken into account in the long-term supplies portfolio, and it's not taken into account in the long-term reliability plan. Now, one of the questions, and I don't want to go over the constitutional amendment, except to say in 2006, when it became part of the New Hampshire Constitution, 24 senators out of 24 supported the constitutional amendment, and 85% of the New Hampshire population did. And as you know, once something's in our Constitution, it rises to a higher level, the rule, the law of the land. But what happened since the constitutional amendment is we had an eminent domain statute that was last amended in 1998. And when this came up and people started looking at it, they realized that the statute didn't reflect the new standard of the Constitution. And so there may even be some more changes coming in the next session because now that we've started to look at it, we realize that it's not as strong as it should be. After a lot of testimony at the Science and Technology Committee, what we did is essentially we got together with the PUC and talked about this. And as I said, the language that you see before you was a language proposed by the PUC over lunch that we all talked about, and it was okay with them. A question was just asked about whether we would meet all the energy requirements of the regional power grid and not just New Hampshire. And I think that's where a distinction really needs to be made. Because I've been to several presentations from PSNH and have spoken with representatives at length from PSNH, and we differ on one thing. They say when you talk about eminent domain and the power grid, you have to talk about the regional power grid, which includes Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, et cetera, but not according to our Constitution. And that's the line that we had to draw. According to our Constitution, eminent domain, we do not consider other states. Okay, we consider the needs of New Hampshire only. So the problem is we have a regional power grid where PSNH would like to input this power that's not needed in New Hampshire and will not be needed in New Hampshire for well past 2020. And they're considering it as a regional project. However, our Constitution requires that we take care of the people of New Hampshire. In my closing comments, one thing that's come to my attention in the recent weeks is legislation that has been passed by the state of Connecticut, which is in our regional power grid. Connecticut has passed legislation restricting the height of power lines and the impact of power lines upon the aesthetics of the state. They have also passed legislation severely restricting wind power in Connecticut. Now, this is the same time that we are proposing an economic project that we don't need in New Hampshire, but they do need in Connecticut. So I would ask you, when you consider this, consider it in relation to the New Hampshire Constitution and what serves our citizens best, especially considering that it's not even needed for the regional power grid and it's not even considered in the regional power grid requirements. Thank you, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative. Are there questions for the representative? Seeing none, thank you.